This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This because I'm not loving it. The Jordan Mailata, Laylon Johnson dual audio. We're going to play two separate cuts, and they are two separate things that will probably annoy you a little bit. We'll get to that coming up in just a couple minutes. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Stephen A. Harger. Steve in Egg Harbor. What up, Stevie?
Yeah, what's going on? Yeah, well, I just want to talk about the Phillies. I mean, I have a different perspective. We're in the seventh game of a 10-game road trip. We're 4-3. We're 4-2 against two of the teams that are trying to make the playoffs and have a shot at making the playoffs. And if we split with Washington, we end up 6-4 on a 10-game road trip, which I'll take any time of the week or, you know, any time. I mean, 6-4 road trip is fine with me. The thing I have to question is last night's decision-making is, you know, and it seems a little contradictory to me, is Thompson not having the team in the back. They're not. Why are you playing up? You know, trying to cut off a run when you have a 2-1 lead and you need a double play to get
well,
out.
Well, because it's
a
good
runner.
Yeah. So, Steve, it played out as badly as it could have for Topper in that situation. It was a good runner at the plate. He's a hard guy to double up. I think it was like one of the few balls. It was hit exactly the way they would have needed to actually turn a double play. So you're right. It ended up being a mistake. But, like, I didn't hate it in the moment. I understood going for the runner at home with a fast runner, you know, at the plate. I understood trying to prioritize getting that out at home, the force out at home. So, like, I get your point, but I just think it played out poorly for them, you know?
But then why are you playing for a tie in the ninth inning with the bunt?
Oh, I didn't have a problem with that. Why do you have a problem with
that? Because it makes no sense. If you're going to play for the
That's
tie,
small ball.
Why wouldn't you
I mean,
play for the tie in the seventh inning then?
How many times do people call and talk about we need small ball, we need small ball? And
Topper
do
said,
small
I don't talk about small ball.
Okay, well, I don't either, Steve. I'm with you.
Anymore,
like,
so,
I mean, preach, pal, preach. I get it.
But. Today's baseball is not played like that. I don't agree with it because I'm old school, but that's the way today's played. So if I'm going to play the way I'm going to do it like he did last night, you do one or the other. I would have played for the tie in the seventh also because, like he said in his press conference, we have the better bullpen. And if we had to turn that double play, we win it in the ninth inning because we got the shutdown closer. That game is over. I mean, look, I always blame it on the players. I'm not blaming it on the manager. I just thought it was a bad decision on my end last night, listening to the game like I do every night at my bakery. So,
I appreciate the accountability there, Steve. That's some real accountability.
450 degree oven. So,
that's some real accountability there. I don't blame the team. I blame myself for putting it on. That was good, Steve. Steve, you got an answer for us for what would have broke the internet?
Yeah, the Riddick Bowe. Evander Holyfield championship fight when that parachuter came flying into the ring.
Yeah, that's a good answer. That was a wild moment. Yeah.
That was crazy.
Yeah, that was a crazy moment. Steve fired up right there, you know, and I get it.
Like, he has some valid points for sure. And I understand, but, you know, it wasn't like they were all the way in. They weren't at like four depth. Four is like, you know, we got to eliminate this guy at home plate. They were like three depth. Unfortunately, the ball just wasn't hit. And the thing that does stink, it was hit pretty much straight away shortstop.
Oh, if they were playing a double play depth, it would have been an easy double play.
Yeah, I don't care.
It
I don't
could
care
not have been hit
running.
More perfectly.
Each row could have been running. They still were going to turn two.
Yeah.
So that from that aspect is I Topper might want to rethink that one a little bit more because they were up a run.
Yeah.
And like he said, if they think their bullpen was better than theirs, then we concede that run.
And you play a tie game, yeah. You know? No, I get it. It's not
it
crazy
makes sense.
It does. Coming up in a minute, we are going to hear from Lane Johnson and Jordan Mailata. Right now, we'll hear from Larry and Glenn Olden. What up, Larry?
Hey, great show, guys. I love your topic.
Thanks,
Before
man.
I get to that, real quick, first off, Nick doesn't really have any hits in the last 29 because that was an era in real baseball. And my question really is for Ben Davis. Two questions. Mm-hmm. What was trade Turner doing when he almost knocked himself out with a foul ball?
And he just fouled it up.
We saw Hoskins do that a couple years ago, remember? And he hit himself in the face.
I thought he got really lucky, Trey. You know,
kind of
just caught the
very lucky.
Yeah, me too.
He kind of laughed it off.
He did. He was fine. It was like, but that dude, that was scary.
That would have freaked me out.
Me too.
That would have freaked me out.
Yeah, then he swung at the same type pitches in the ninth inning and struck out.
It wasn't a great at bat for Trey, but that dude had his number, it seemed like.
All right, so my question real quick is for Ben. Would you move off of Long next year?
Kevin Long?
No. Yeah. No, I don't think so. I think he's – I mean, look what he's done for Schwarber. He's been unbelievable. The other thing is a lot of these guys have their own guys.
Of course they do.
You know?
Of course
I'm serious. Like, they have their own hitting guys. And
it's
– yeah, that's the thing. That's just the way baseball is. A lot of guys, they have, you know, it's a different game now. They have their own chefs. They have their own workout guys.
Yeah.
Strength and conditioning coaches. They have their own hitting
coaches.
Which is,
you would think, like, organizationally, you'd want to have a philosophy. You'd want to, you know, this is how we do
thought.
This is our approach and all that. So that
it
does
seems
make
like
it
you're hurt
more
Trey
difficult.
Turner.
Well, look, Trey Turner has the second most hits in baseball. I don't think he's had a, you know, he's going through
a
down stretch.
But he's had a home run at home all year.
He's had which is just a strange quirk of things, but look, he has not been to the point we made with Steve, our caller, a couple minutes ago. That I, you know, look, baseball is a lot more about being able to get extra base hits and hit home runs now than it used to
no,
be.
I,
and Trey's not
right,
been doing
we don't
that,
do
but
that.
I think Kay Long is a wonderful hitting coach. I got a chance to work with him when I was in AAA with the Yankees, and he was our hitting coach there. And I love the
get
guy.
Get out of here, really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's
yeah.
fun.
Yeah, yeah. So
well, he was with the Yankees for a while.
Yep.
Back in the
but
day.
I don't think, I mean, you can lead a horse to water. You know, you just can't make them drink. And I think that's where they're at with this ball club right now. Either these guys buy into it and we've seen the frustrating thing is we've seen them do it. Those three games in Texas were amazing. Their approach, we saw so many guys go from 0-2 to a walk or 0-2 to a hit, and their approach is what was great. And then they went to Cincinnati. It was a completely different approach. If they can maintain that approach, I'm telling you, they can do some dynamic things. It's fleeting at times. That approach is fleeting.
Yeah, Larry, they need to stick with that approach. We need to take pitches.
They do.
I agree.
Larry, you got an answer for us for what would have broke the internet?
Like I said, that was a great question. I'm going to go with Marilyn Monroe singing happy birthday to JFK.
Yeah, that's a big one. We would have been theorizing, like, what the hell
Mr.
is going on?
President. Happy birthday.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
I'm clipping that.
Really, really good impressions, guys.
All right. 215-592-9494. Back to the phones in a minute. Couple piece of audio that annoyed me for different reasons. Lane Johnson, you'll hear this audio. it's annoying, but I don't blame him. Like, I get it. I think something we've all been expecting, you know, Lane's not going to play forever, right? Well, he told us that. Here's Lane Johnson.
If we win it all this year, hey, I could be done this year. That's how I feel. But
it's on the horizon a little bit, the mortality of yourself?
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Just because there's obviously football, the career is fun, but, you know, you're getting to live or, you know, life that's, you know, everything you work for, you're getting to enjoy now. But, like, whenever you're in it, you remember what it's like. Just you're constantly working and, you know, and that's how I feel when I'm in it. But, no, I'm definitely looking, you know, next couple of years. I signed for two, so really this and next and really evaluate it. But, yeah, if we win it all this year, it could be, you know, last overall. You never know.
Wow. Look, I
that hits hard.
Right, dude. I told you it was going to annoy you. Like I heard that and I was like, "Man, like I felt it. I felt it in my soul when I heard that audio." And it looks similar to what Zach Wheeler said recently, you know, where he's like, "My contract's up. Goodbye. I'm out." Ben, like the Lane thing, look, we didn't think Lane was going to play forever. We know at some point, you know, he's going to retire, but it's so hard to think about when he is, you know, all pro level year after year and has not slowed down. And in some cases, maybe he's gotten better. But yeah, man, like we're starting to head towards the end of the Lane Johnson thing, and it could be as quick as this year. I mean, I think it's that's pretty jarring.
If they win it all.
Yeah, which, look, we'll take the title. But that's pretty jarring. You know, it's pretty jarring. I think we all, like, we know that we're starting to get towards that point, but I just think we kind of put it at the back of our minds because he's so great, and he never has really talked about it, like, this specifically, this declaratively. Or, you know, so not the best audio here, but look, I understand it more.
I wonder how much training camp played a role
point.
In
like,
that
he's just
answer.
Like, this sucks.
And like he had a rest. I'm assuming
maybe
it was
he has the winning the
yesterday.
Super Bowl, the fun of the season. He's like,
because
oh,
he's
was
like,
great.
Yeah, you forget. I feel like he's essentially saying you forget how hard it is when you're in it. And I will say, like, it has been a hot training camp out there.
That's
and
a really
I'm not
good
even
point.
In pads. So.
I'm gonna hope that his, you know, just being in it right now is influencing how he feels. Because look, we'll take Lane as long as he can say. And obviously, you want these guys to retire when they want to retire and take care of their bodies and leave while they can. And I get it. Like I will not begrudge Lane whatever, whenever, you know, he has given so much to this city and to this team and obviously, but still it was a little jarring.
Definitely jarring.
All right. One more piece of audio that's jarring in a different way. Let's flip to the other tackle. Our two tackles just popping off. Jordan Mailata was asked about kind of, you know, was kind of beaten pretty badly by Myles Garrett yesterday from all the reports. We'll talk to Elliot Shore Parks in about 40 minutes. He'll tell us what he saw on that front, but definitely did not seem like a great day for Mailata. And it seems like, you know, it's been a bit of a hampered training camp from him, from all the reports we've gotten, hasn't looked his best at times. And we're only, you know, I know he says we're halfway into training camp or whatever, but we're like, we haven't even gotten close to the start of the season yet. I don't love hearing Jordan Mailata talk. I know the players get banged up and all that, but listen to Mailata talking about everyone's got an injury already. We're already all hurt. Here's what Mailata said.
Speaking of which, it looked like you were dealing with some things yesterday. You were down. I mean, what was that?
I think we all, at this point in camp, we're all just carrying injuries. It's been a very physical camp. It was nice to see some fresh faces this week and, you know, some new looks. But, you know, I'm not the only one that's going through camp carrying, you know, still little nags and little injuries here and there. You know, that's when you got to sacrifice that free time to be doing rehab or treatment to be able to come back out in the paddock and keep pushing.
Week 12, he says that. I'm like, yeah, you're right. Everyone's carrying injuries deep in the season. I mean, week 8 even. It's like, all right, we're starting to get halfway through the season. I get it. You're getting nicked up. You got to power through. It's week 3 of training camp. We're talking about everyone's nicked up. Everyone's beat up already.
We're all carrying.
Is anyone else concerned about that? Like, I don't love.
No, it's concerning. So I'm glad he was asked that because, like I said, like me and Elliot, like a lot of the beat reporters will like stand and watch training camp and their 11-on-11s team drills together. And Jordan Mailata has had moments where like he doesn't look like, and it's not just him. It's as he mentioned, it's a lot of guys. Looked a little like slow to get up a little, but it is extremely hot out there. It has seemingly been a very tough camp. And I guess it's, you know, we have to weigh, because remember there was a time when we're, you know, wondering if the Eagles were practicing hard enough. And mm-hmm. I can confirm they're certainly practicing really hard out there. Mm-hmm. But I was glad he was asked that because we were kind of like, is Jordan Mailata okay out there? Like, he looks like he's a little sluggish, a little hurting a little bit. And it is concerning to hear him say, like, yeah, I mean, who isn't carrying an injury? And training camp.
Exactly.
The season hasn't even started.
That's when
dude.
They play games and they're like, oh, well, football players are beat up during the yeah. season. I mean, Ben, does that concern you? You hear that audio from Mailata? Just to like feels a little beaten up already, man.
He's 6'8", 385.
Yeah. So you're saying he's going to just have to, you know, deal you know, with stuff because he's so big.
Running up against a Volkswagen every play.
Yeah.
Things are going to happen.
There you go. Look at Ben.
I'm just saying, matter of fact. I'm just saying. You like, know? It's... There's a reason they only play one game a week.
No, that's true. Look, you're right. I just, again, if it's coming, you know, a few weeks into the season, I feel better. It's like I want, yeah. I don't love Jordan Mailata heading into the season.
I don't love it.
Yeah, yeah, I get it, though. I get it. Look, they, and maybe he's, you know, it was a particularly tough day of practice, and he's feeling it, and he's just, you know, saying it. We'll see.
I think they're all feeling it.
I
you
think
know,
they're all
Lane's
feeling it, yeah.
comments to Jordan's,
yeah.
like, I think that we are at a point in training camp where these guys are really beat up.
It happens in everything. In all the, you could do all the different training you want for spring training or for preseason games in hockey. Or what, no matter what you do, once you get to that spring training or you know the workouts for football, it's completely different. All bets are off because your body isn't used to reacting like that every day. And you can train. Listen. I think I trained as hard as anybody in the off season. I got my body in the best position to go to spring training. But once you get down there and you're catching all those repeated bullpens and doing drill after drill after drill, it's completely different. Being in the weight room and being out on the field is a completely different animal.
Yeah, no, I'm sure.
Completely different.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's going to be and look, just in a general sense, I mean, going to the Super Bowl, playing deep into February, yes. having that type of, like, it is harder to turn it back around quickly and get your body ready and all that stuff. It's a shorter off season, all that type of stuff. It's, look, there's a reason it's really hard to repeat. It's really hard to yeah. go back to the Super Bowl the year after there. It's all that stuff. And they've been to two Super Bowls in 3 years. Like, it is possible, and I hope it's not, but it is possible we're seeing wear and tear of this 3-year run start to build up. But then you look at a team like the Chiefs or the Patriots and what they were able to do. You hope the Eagles can push through. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phones and talk to our buddy Drew in Westchester. What up, pal?
Morning show host, Seltzer. How we doing, folks?
Oh, better now that you're on the line, my friend.
Hey, happy belated anniversary to
Thanks, you and Emily.
Yeah, I know that was
14 years a couple days ago. So,
and let me give my wife a quick shout out. It's her birthday today, and. And Dev, I think you may be her favorite WIP person because I was listening to your Saturday show a couple weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And I forget how it came up, but you were talking about how, you know, you like don't like Kyle Tucker and she like still hates him from the 2022 World Series. So
yes.
She heard that and she was like, yes, Devin, like, let's
go.
Oh
my gosh. Well, A, I'm honored. B, yes, I don't like Kyle Tucker still from the 2022 World Series, but I think
he's like the perfect
player for the Phillies. Unfortunately, I don't think they're ever going to pay him as much as he's going to ask for.
No.
I would have loved him in red pinstripes for this year. I mean, he's kind of perfect
for this version of the Phillies.
He's perfect for any team.
Kyle Tucker's
awesome.
I mean, Kyle Tucker for Nick Castellanos.
Yeah,
come on.
That would be a nice trade out. That's for sure.
Yeah, he'd be there's your protection for Bryce, or he could bat second and you move Schwarber.
Yep.
He would have been awesome this year. But yeah, I'll try to wrap on a positive note with the Phils. But I wanted to push back on the Kirkering thing a little bit. You say he's been excellent. I know last night he was put in an impossible situation. I would just ask, do you trust him in the playoffs? Like, to me, he's got a 1.3 whip. That's pretty high for a reliever. I was looking this morning. I think there's been like 40 times this year he's pitched an inning or more. He has only like 8 clean innings. He gives up a lot of hits. He puts a lot of runners on base. And I feel like that can really snowball in a playoff game. Like, if this is the guy who has to get the ball to Duran with like a one-run lead in the eighth inning. I just don't feel great about that in October.
Drew, it's a great point, and he will be the guy who I think is most likely to be, you know, in that position to hand the ball to Duran. And Ben, I think it's a really fascinating point because Kirkring has been bad in the playoffs last year. Now, not bad, but he is. It feels like he's like going to give up a run in a big spot in the playoffs. Not more, but probably a run. And, you know, in a couple big spots each of the last 2 years. Now, to be fair, in 2023, he's a kid, you know. He was literally moved from high A to the majors over the course of the season. But he has petered out in the playoffs the last 2 years. Are you at all concerned about Kirkery in that highest leverage role other than Duran, essentially?
No, I actually not. I think he's taken some big steps this season. I think he's learned. He knows himself really well now. I think he trusts himself a lot more now. Will he give up a hit every now? Yes, he will. But I'm just a big believer. The bottom line is the ERA, and you know he's got a really good one. So he's got a sub-3 ERA. He's been. I think he's taken some steps, and he's really starting to know himself and realize that hey, man, I got good stuff. I can pitch this level. Not only pitch, but have success.
Drew, I'm more on your end. Like I agree with Ben. I trust Kirkring more than I did last year, and I think he has gotten better. But I agree with you. Like, the whip bothers me. I do get concerned about base runners, especially in the playoffs. And I need to see Kirkring come through in some of those big spots for me to feel super confident with him. So I agree it's a concern. I still like him, but it's a concern.
Yeah, it may not be fair, but I think I'm kind of at the point where, like, okay, like I need to see you do it in October before I'm fully going to trust you. Definitely been better than earlier in the season, but I'll just say, you know, I feel like this time last year, I feel like we just kind of hit like a bit of like a malaise where I remember just, you know, kind of like not being like real excited to, you know, watch them every night. And despite like this 3-game losing streak and the offense going cold, I have seen some more like resiliency, and I agree with you. Like jazzed up to just like watch them on a nightly basis. So, you know, big series coming up against the Mets, I just want to see that, you know, continue where they just don't let this snowball too much.
Yeah,
no, that's a really good point too, with like enjoying. There was a stretch where I was not enjoying watching this team. Like they weren't making it fun to watch. And it was really unfortunate, because what I love most about this Philly team, aside from the fact that, you know, they've been good consistently, you know, making it to the postseason at least, they've been fun to watch. And I didn't get that vibe this season until recently, until obviously not the last 3 games. But since the trade deadline, it seems like just the energy has picked up, and I've been they're like the Phillies of old that I miss so far this season.
Drew, you got an answer for what would have broke the internet?
Yeah, I'm going to go with that 1980 Olympics, U.S. beat the Soviets. I feel like people would have been, you know, clipping out Michael DeCall and all the memes and stuff there.
You're right. Good call, Drew. We got our hockey man back in the studio.
I love it.
You know.
Yeah. I, Lewis, yeah, just hanging out back there. All of a sudden, hockey goes, ha! Ha!
My ears perked up.
That was good. No, that was really good. I appreciate it, Lewis. That was funny. It's a really good answer, though. The miracle on ice definitely would have been wild on social media. Let's talk to Gary in Vineland. What up, Gary?
Seltzer!
Gary!
What's going on, man?
How you doing, pal? Good morning.
I need a little inside baseball from you.
Ooh.
So did you tell Emily that the friend Teddy was actually a stuffed animal from your childhood before or after the proposal?
No. So, yeah, unlike Joe DeCamera, my actual best friend since the first grade is named Teddy. Shout out to Ted Knutson, best man at my wedding, like since the first grade. So we've been friends for 40 or 30.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
How many years? How old am I? 35 years, 36 years? So it's a long time. It's my guy. Shout out to Teddy. He's a real person. He's not an animal.
Okay. I just need to know.
Yeah.
Love that Richie's taken off like he never used to, but a little sad I didn't get to sing Mr. Jomo this morning.
I know. Now, I think that did make the rounds on social media.
What happened?
Richie doing the Moro Ojomo, Mr. Roboto, Moro Ojomo. Yeah, so, and it works. It is good. It's a good, you know, little ditty.
Can I give you a hotel upgrade story?
Sure. Seems so, to be one of the themes.
A theme, yeah.
We were going down to Camden Yards, and we were staying over on a Sunday, and get in the room and go to the bathroom, and the shower looked like somebody reenacted the scene from Psycho,
but with
a smirk. So we went down to the front desk, and they're like, yeah, sorry about that. We had a Comic-Con convention in this weekend, and it's a bit of a mess here. So they upgraded up to a smirk.
Can I interrupt? What's a Comic-Con?
What?
Hold up, Gary, hold up. What?
You don't know
You've
what
never
Comic-Con
heard
is?
Of Comic-Con?
No, I have not.
It's this massive event every year where people who like comics and movies and like all the Marvel things and DC and like all
it's basically
these. Like,
yeah, there's a reason I haven't heard of it.
Associated with
nerd culture all together. But it's actually become like, now it's like mainstream. I mean, now they show like movie trailers and like, for like normal stuff, like studios do their like upfront type stuff there, and all. Like Comic Con is like a massive. I'm shocked you've never heard of it.
No wonder I haven't heard of it.
No. This is like popped mainstream culture. Like this is something you should.
Yeah, I'm not into that.
You should be embarrassed that you haven't heard of Comic Con.
I'm not.
Are you not like a Marvel guy?
I know you're not.
No.
You know, like
I'm fine with that. You don't have to be.
It's not real. Doesn't affect my life in any fashion.
Not necessarily true. I mean, economics can affect many things. Well, what this company makes off this movie can impact this company, So you actually really, I mean, if we're being real about it, you know, there is impacts to the world.
Do you only watch documentaries and like the news?
No, I mean, I've seen the Avenger movies and things like that.
Well, that's okay. Marvel.
But like stuff like that's announced and
promoted. But it's not just that now. It's become much more mainstream. Yeah. It's like a lot of movies get talked
very
about.
Very mainstream if I haven't heard of it.
Yeah, this is on you. Gary, you got an answer for what would have broke the internet besides the first?
Yeah, I don't know, Ben. I might take some pride in not knowing that.
Yeah, well, he does. I think it's very clear. Ben has no problem saying, I don't care.
No qualms about it.
He said to you, Gary, I don't care, is what he said.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So especially after watching the documentary, I don't think that this thing would have happened because I think people like Bob Dylan and other people wouldn't have showed up if there was people blowing up Twitter saying that, you know, Sheila E., they just wanted Prince. They didn't want me. And
We Are the World.
We Are the World. Yeah, We Are the World, man.
Gary, good call. Yeah, that would have gotten people going, all those artists together and all that. Joe and John are huge fans of the song We Are the World. I think it's just okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ben. Like, the whole thing is amazing. Like, the cause and getting everyone together is super cool. But, like, the song, it's, like, fine.
That's, yeah, the cause and everything behind it is great.
Super cool. Seeing everyone in the room together.
The song is meh.
The song is meh. Thank you, Ben. I have to put up with these two all the time. This is the greatest song ever written. It's amazing. Listen to Lionel Richie in the background.
Well, that's just because Richie loves Lionel Richie.
I know. They are so obsessed with that song. And I'm like, it is the definition of fine.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But would you say it's iconic, though?
Of course it's iconic.
Okay. All right. As long as you say it's iconic.
It's absolutely iconic, just not a great song. That's okay. You know? Let's talk to Scott.
And that can be okay.
Right? Exactly. Scott Mullica Hill. What up, Scotty?
How you doing? Good morning.
Morning, pal. How you been?
I'm doing good. I would wanted to respond a little bit about the talks about the Eagles training camp.
The floor is yours, my friend.
And, I'm not too worried about it. I'm not. This is what practice is for. This is what practice is for. I'd rather iron out the problems now, because the times you don't want problems is week one. You know what I mean? It's like, get the guys out there, get them loose, get them going. It's just like, you know, if you make mistakes, that's what practice is for.
And look, you know, we don't know what they're working on in these practices. This is the big thing, especially with spring training, I always say, where it's like a pitcher goes out and gives up six runs. It's like, they might have told him to just throw his curveball. You don't know what they're working on, what these guys are focusing
exactly
on, what they're and they're not game planning for these other teams in the same way. And honestly, like Devin pointed out before, I mean, the offense was functioning without A.J. Brown, Landon Dickerson, and Lane Johnson. Like, I don't know. That feels like three pretty important players to being able to function the offense. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm with you, Scott. I just can't get worked up over it, especially after just winning the Super Bowl. Like, if this team were coming off a horrible season, maybe I'd be like, and they look bad in camp, and no one – like, it's just hard. I can't – and for the joint practice, like, how if you're the Eagles, and I know you got to practice like you play, I get it, but, like, how are you supposed to get up for a joint practice against the Browns when the last meaningful game you played is the Super Bowl?
Exactly.
Like, it's just hard.
Jalen always shows up in, like,
Totally, Scott. Jalen's a PTP-er, as Dick Vitale would have said. He's a primetime player.
I'll also say I think training camp and joint practices can be similar to like when a pitcher is, you know, making a rehab or like working his way up in AAA, where like they might be working on something or in spring training, like they might be working on something specific and then they get blown up. But like that's not actually the stuff that they'll show in a game that matters.
The other night
we saw Hunter Green pitch for the Reds.
Yep.
Okay. He looked pretty good.
He looked awesome.
Yeah, he had four starts in the minor leagues. He pitched 11 innings and gave up 11 earned runs.
No way. Really? See, there you go. That's exactly right.
Perfect example.
It's a perfect example. Yeah. It's exactly right. Scott, you got an answer for us for what would have broke the internet?
I'm going to say the Beatles' first appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show.
That's a good answer. So this is based on the Beatles at Shea Stadium. The Beatles on Ed Sullivan would have been a good one there. Mm. You're listening to 94 WIPHD1. Philadelphia, broadcasting through the Tasty Cake Studios from the beautiful Borgata. And that caller's question leads us to our Twitter poll question of the day, sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Proud to again be PA's number one Chevrolet EV dealer, now in stock. The Equinox, Blazer, and Silverado EVs together. Let's drive Armin. Chevy.com. And the question today is exactly what he was talking about. There's how much do you care about how the Eagles, quote unquote, play in training camp and joint practices? ASB, no. We'll check the results next hour. Who's going to guess which one of you two wants to be John Ritchie next hour? We'll have to figure that out. That's an important part of the show.
I'll do it. I've actually always wanted to be.
Do not look at it. You're online.
I actually haven't really looked at Twitter today.
Good.
Outside of Elliot's notes.
You should do that every day, which is important. all right. What would have broken Twitter? You can win a Adam Sandler tickets. He's going to be in Philly September 19th. You can win those tickets today by giving us what would have broke the internet if it happened before social media. And then, again, your calls, 215-592-9494. Plus, coming up next, we'll hear from Jihad Campbell, a really interesting anecdote on meeting Myles Garrett and what that was like. More from Howie Roseman as well coming up, plus your calls. It's Ben Davis, Devin Caney, James Seltzer from Borgata. We're coming right back. It's the morning show from Borgata. Ben Davis in for John Ritchie, James Seltzer for Joe DeCamera, Rhea Hughes. Devin Caney in for Rhea Hughes as... We're hanging out from Borgata this morning, talking Phils, talking Birds. Time's here is 215-238-4500 to chime in on any of the topics that we're talking about. If you want to chime in on your own upgrade story, if you've ever been upgraded in a fun way, we're talking about that. Again, and you're concerned with the Phils if you can't get it on the phone lines, whether you take the training camp practices seriously, the performances, whether it matters to you, all that and more. 215-238-4500 if you want to chime in on the John in the John new series that we've started with the Joe Flacco bathroom interview. Chime in on that, 215-238-4500, and anything else. Coming up in 10 minutes, we will speak to Elliot Shore Parks, who was down at joint practice yesterday, gave the Eagles a loss. 10-3 now is Elliot's record for the Eagles in the joint practices. We hear from Elliot everything he saw down there yesterday. Your calls until then, 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Stephen Willigrove. What up, Steve?
Hey, good morning, everybody.
What up, pal?
How we doing?
Wonderful. Hey, Ben.
Yes.
What time did you get to the Borgata last?
I got here at 11:07.
Ben is currently showing me a video of the suite that he was in, and oh my goodness, you could live in that.
I know.
It has multiple rooms.
I know. It's big. 11:07. I got here last night. It took me a minute to check in, but I got up to my room and I was probably asleep by 12:30.
And then you'll get up at what time for this show?
I got up at 5:30 and I was down here by 5:55. James was a little worried.
I was sitting here by myself 2 minutes from the show starting, so that was good. You know.
So the boys get into Washington in the middle of the night, no sleep, they're exhausted, it's a long season. The Nationals, this is their playoff game. They're going to, they're hungrier maybe than the boys are with this game last night. We're fine. Everybody has to relax. We're in first place. We're going to hit the ball. You know we're going to hit the ball eventually. These guys are just exhausted. They got in late. Who knows?
I know people don't want to hear that specifically for yesterday. The two games in Cincinnati, different discussion, but I'm with you on that yesterday. I actually think that matters. Like, I think when you're a baseball team and you land 3 hours before you're supposed to play a baseball game and you've got to go straight to the ballpark and all that, like,
it's not even that part. It's what we experienced the night before.
It was brutal.
Yep. Like, it was really, really bad. We were on that tarmac for I don't know how long, and then they finally said, we're getting off. I mean, we didn't get to bed till I literally turned my phone on. I set an alarm at 5:30 in the morning to get up at 9:30 in the morning.
Oh my God,
that's horrible.
It's brutal.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
But hey, Ben.
Yes. Yes.
May I say this though?
Sure.
You look beautiful. You looked beautiful as always last night on TV.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Thank you,
Jimmy. Jimmy.
Yes.
How much is Lane getting paid? Do you know what his salary is?
A lot.
All right. He's coming back. He's coming back next year, okay? And I know this guy, just so you know, this guy built a gym on his farm, and he has professional MMA guys coming in, training him all year. This guy is one bad dude.
He is, he's 35 years old. He's going to be 36 next season if he plays it. And to your money point, I get it. But, Steve, I just looked it up. Lane Johnson has made $138 million playing football in his career. $138 million. So, like, he can actually afford to say, you know what, if I don't want that extra year salary, I don't have to get it, you know?
But here's the thing, Jim. These guys that are training him, tell me, this guy is a beast.
Oh, you've got the inside scoop.
Yeah. Listen, this guy is a beast. He wants to improve, and I'm talking professional MMA champions that are training this guy. This guy is a beast. He loves this stuff.
Steve, I hope that Devin was right and he's in the midst of training camp, but like all we can do is take him at his word. Like, he is definitely starting to think about it. I don't think you say that unless like the end is on the horizon, whether it's next year or the year after. Like, I think we're Lane Johnson's games in an Eagles uniform are numbered, you know?
And this is the Cleveland Browns, and this is their Super Bowl time because they're going to
stink. I don't disagree with that. Steve, I mean, I like this. You're all fired up this morning. It's great. Steve, you got an answer for us for what would have broke the internet?
Yeah, I'm going with, because I remember this as a little kid, and my mom and my aunts and everybody, we had to be in front of the TV to see JFK's funeral.
Oh, yeah, there's a big answer there. I mean, you know, we'll just, you know, JFK getting shot in and of itself. No, we said no, you know, super tragic stuff is not what we're looking for, but that definitely would have been the whole Kennedy thing, the JFK thing. That would have been pretty wild. 215-592-9494. For 5 minutes, Elliot Shore Parks will join us right now. Let's talk to Derek and Paoli. What up, D?
What's going on? Yo, Ben, what year did you go to Malvern?
I graduated in 95.
All right. I think I remember you because I had a buddy that went to Conestoga that was a pretty good catcher as well.
Okay.
You probably know him. His son goes to Malvern now, and I don't want to name drop, but you probably know what I'm talking about.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Two baseball guys.
A couple of my buddies coached the football team there as well. So, yeah. Gotcha. But listen, the thing, I heard your rant yesterday. They played James on the afternoon show, right?
Did they play my rant? So, what was it about the Jalen thing?
Yeah, the whole thing.
Oh, having fun with it because it's fun to rip our quarterback. I love it. It's great.
Right? Yeah.
Herbert.
Like, so,
oh, my God. The Herbert thing drives me crazy.
So, listen, last night I was just looking on the internet. And I was just trying to find, like, what other, like, beat writers and stuff like that be saying about their quarterbacks, like, during training camp. Like, it's not that big of a deal in other places. You know what I'm saying? Like, training camp is just what it is. It's training camp.
Exactly.
I was arguing with Gilio yesterday, and I'm like, and I respect Elliott's work, but like you said earlier, Elliott's just reporting what he's seeing. Like, he's not reporting what the Eagles are supposed to be doing, like, what their goal is, none of that kind of stuff. Like, when you're watching a football game, your idea, you want to win that game, right? You want to score as many points as possible, yada, 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 yada. That's easy to, like, analyze and give your feedback on. But he doesn't have any idea, like, what the Eagles are going out there trying to accomplish on certain plays.
100%. Yeah, and he would admit that, too, like, you know?
Yeah, when he's, like, saying, like, oh, the Eagles are 10-3. Like I said, I respect his work, but it's like I can't, like sit here and dwell on that. Oh, Elliott said Jalen gets a C-minus, and he threw a pass in the back of the end zone, and this person broke it up. Like, that's how bad it gets with the Hurts hate. Like, everything that he doesn't do well, it's like under a microscope. And it's like Hugh Douglas said yesterday, this is a next step here for Jalen Hurts. He just won the Super Bowl MVP, right?
Exactly. Yes. Yes. He just was at the top of the world, Derek.
Yeah. And I don't even do the list like that because if you look at it like from an eye test, you can put a lot of quarterbacks like arm talent and how they sit in the pocket. A lot of quarterbacks do that better than Jalen Hurts, right? But do you want a quarterback that could do all that, or do you want a quarterback that's going to have us in it? We've been in it pretty much every single year, 2 Super Bowls in 3 years. Like, that's a lot of fun, man.
Yeah, Derek, I think there's a pretty clear takeaway. Man. There's a pretty clear takeaway. One show can talk about quarterbacks and the other can't. And that's all it is. You know, the morning show knows how to talk about quarterbacks, and the afternoon show looks at the wrong things and it evaluates the wrong things.
One baseball question real quick.
Of course.
Baseball,
yeah, like, what do you got?
Me out like that. So I was watching the Phillies a little bit, and I saw when the guy, what's his name, Kirkland came in. Mm-hmm. It's like, I guess you would call him a middle reliever or whatever. Like, that's a hard job. Like, he coming in, bases loaded with one out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No outs.
Yeah, no outs. And he only gave up, what, one run?
Two.
Well, they were all
the starters. I mean, they weren't on him, but he gave up. They were up 2-1. They left. It was 3-2. No, they weren't. None of them were charging.
That's a tough spot. I figure, like, a closer, that's different. But when you come in with bases loaded, no outs, that's a tough spot to be in, man. Fresh off.
No, it is.
That was pretty impressive, man.
He did okay.
I already won the Adam Sandler tickets, but I do want to give an answer, though.
Yeah, what do you got?
Because I remember when November 7th, 1991, man, Magic Johnson
Derek, great answer, man.
That was a crazy answer, dude.
I remember exactly where I was. I remember where I heard. That's one of those. Like, I remember exactly.
Yeah.
Like vivid, like a vivid memory of hearing that. And look, I mean, shout out to Magic. I mean, really, like, Ben, I don't know about you, and that, not to go morbid, but in that moment, at that time, when I heard Magic Johnson had HIV, I thought he was going to be dead soon.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought. In the next few years,
Magic Johnson would be dead.
Like, it was imminent.
Because that's the way it worked back then.
Correct.
And Magic's great. He's dying, just had a 66th birthday.
Not only did he, thankfully, not die, but, I mean, he was back playing basketball, like...
A couple years later, yeah, which
crazy.
Was wild. Yeah, no, I remember that so vividly because I remember thinking, oh, my God, Magic Johnson's going to die.
Yeah.
Like, I remember that feeling.
It was like the death is imminent. Like, yeah, there was no cure.
Exactly, yeah. And was, wow. Shout out to
that's
Magic.
That's a good call.
Yeah.
Good call.
Yeah, that's a really good answer. Coming up in 2 minutes, we'll talk to Elliot from Parks. First, let's talk to our buddy Rick and Easton. What up, Rick?
My mother left my kitchen in Germany.
Ricky, what is going on here? Let's put Rick on hold. We'll come back to Rick. That was a... wild background noise. Let's talk to Mike in New York. Always ready.
Always ready.
See, I knew it. That was a risk that I took there because I could have gone always ready and I could have looked like a fool. Thank you.
Exactly. Know me too well. Happy Friday, everybody. Listen,
you too,
James, I'm with you, man. I'm not reading too much into this. I mean, come on. This is a preseason training camp. Everybody's banged up. Just because we hear a couple of our players saying that, we're tired, a little lingering. Everybody is. Everybody's, you know, tired. So I'm not reading into it, you know? Like, the AJ thing, listen, if AJ sits out game one, my opinion on that's going to change a little bit. But I'm totally fine with resting people, letting everybody else get their flowers. You know, the caller earlier said it. This is their Super Bowl coming up and saying, oh, we beat up the Eagles in the middle of August. That's good. Golf clap for you. I don't care. We're winning another Super Bowl in, you know, 5 months. So, again, man, I'm with you. I really don't care right now. It means nothing. It's noise.
Yeah, I will give – Elliot made a good point yesterday. We were doing the pod, and he's like, you're not seeing it every practice, so obviously I'm going to feel more emotional about it because I watch it happen, and that is fair. Like, we're not seeing it.
It's fair.
But I just – to the point that Ben was making before, that Derek, the caller, is making, like, we don't know what they're working on. We don't know what they're doing. We don't know what specific things, like, Jalen is told to do, what he's and then on top of that, we know what Jalen, like, Jalen's a rise-to-the-moment kind of guy. It's just hard to get up for the Browns, and I know you're supposed to practice hard and all that. Like, it's just hard to get up for the Browns when you just played the Super Bowl. Like, I get that. I think the Eagles have made it clear. Saquon Barkley last year said, 4 games into the season, this is our preseason. Like, that's the philosophy the Eagles have. They don't look at the beginning of the season. They look at it as time to get right still. So whether people like that or not, Mike, I think that's the way it works now.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. Like, right. Look, the Eagles are different to the rest of the league. You just said it. Like, they view part of the season as, like, their practice to get ready for the stretch, where everybody else is trying to just get to the stretch. We know we're getting to the stretch. We're that freaking good. So we just, you know, we're on a different timeline from everybody. We're on a different dimension. We're on a different level. We're a different team. We're going to the Super Bowl again, baby.
I love it, Michael. I love it. And you were calling it all last year. You were dead right. Mike, you got an answer for who or what broke for what would have broke the internet?
Bro, did you imagine what the world's reaction online would have been when Wilbur and Orville Wright invented human flight?
Whoa! What a good answer that is, Mike. Great answer. Like,
that is a good answer.
Yeah. Hey, yo, guys, did you see someone flew today? What do you mean flew? They flew in the air. I don't even know what that means. What are you talking about?
I'm trying to think of, like, a modern day comparison.
Like a bird? Is that what we're talking about? Like a bird? Like, you flew like a bird?
It would be inconceivable, almost.
Yeah.
People would probably be like, this is AI.
What a conspiracy. What a crazy, crazy thought. All right, we should have Elliot Short Parks up in a moment. Maybe Lewis. Lewis, you want to hop on here?
Yeah. Well, all right?
Where's Elliot at? We're getting Elliot up soon?
Yeah, we're getting him.
Okay. We're getting Elliot Short Parks up soon. He should be here in just a minute. First, let's talk to Izzy in Germantown. Iz, how you been?
Hey, how y'all doing, my guy? First time caller. I enjoy the show.
Appreciate y'all for having me, man. Thank you for calling.
I enjoy it. Y'all get me through the day, first part of the day of my week. I love y'all chemistry. And like I said, I'm a big-time Philadelphia fan. I love all my teams.
love this.
Big time Eagle fan. I want to talk to the fans. We need to chill, man. Chill, y'all. We get too excited in the beginning. It's preseason. Just fall back and let it play out. That's how I just feel.
You know what? That is a very wise point. And I actually, it's exciting.
Yeah, can you hear us? We're here.
Can you hear us?
Yeah, I get y'all.
Okay.
Go ahead, Def.
Like, it's an exciting time of year because, like, football is back, but it's not fully back. And I think once especially once first preseason game is done, their teams just don't play their starters, especially the Eagles. So, there's only so much. You kind of have to take it all with a grain of salt. And I know people will always jump to conclusions, and this is always my least favorite part of the start of the season when it's, like, so, like, whether it's good or bad, right? Like oh, so-and-so had a really great preseason game, and then, you know, cut to 3 weeks later, that person might not even make the team. Like, we just, I think we're all kind of grasping for new storylines when sometimes there just aren't any, and that's okay.
But
we as fans, we expect perfection from our players.
Yes.
That's just, I mean,
we're talking about practice.
Izzy, this is one of my, look, we forget that, like, that people hear me say it all the time, but that they're human beings. They're not robots who are, programmed to go out there and perform for us. I mean, these are human beings who are subject to human things and human emotions. It's not, and, like, yes, you know what? You just played in the Super Bowl 3 months ago, 4 months ago, whatever it was, 5 months ago. And, like, and then you got the Browns coming in.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
From the Browns? Say, what am I going to, like, let's go! Like, it's hard. It's hard to ramp it up. You know what? When it matters and there's a stadium full of people, it's going to be easier for them to ramp it up.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's great first call, man. Call more often. You got to answer for us for what would have broke the internet?
For sure. I'm going to go with the thing that started YouTube, the infamous Janet Jackson and Justin Timberlake Super Bowl.
Yeah, and that's right on the line. Good call, man. Good call, Izzy.
That started YouTube?
I don't know that that started YouTube. Oh. I don't think it did. Okay. But either way, like that was right on the line, 03, 04 range. So like right before.
I always forget how long ago that actually was.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. Tell me about it. All right, 215-592. That's a sentence I say far too often in life. All right, 215-592-9494. Back to the phones in a few minutes, but let's go out on the guest line. He is the preeminent joint practice record person. He is our beat reporter, the only beat reporter you need, our guy and my co-host on the Go Birds podcast, Mr. Elliot Chair Parks. Elliot, hey, buddy.
What up? Good morning. How are you guys doing?
You just coming in to ruin everyone's morning, huh? Just coming in. Being, They lost.
I wasn't on the practice field. I'm just reporting on what happened on the practice
field.
I know.
All right, yeah. Let's start big picture, and then we'll get into some nitty gritty. But big picture, a rare joint practice loss for the Eagles, according to yesterday.
Yeah, so I thought the Eagles lost to the Browns yesterday. So in the two-day joint practice, they split 1-1. Nick and Jalen dropped to 10-3 overall in joint practices. So still a very good record, but a
very
loss
impressive.
Is a loss.
And, I saw your tweet comparing it to the regular season record, and
yeah,
I'm not
going
to say I loved it.
They win all the time. They do, as we know, right? But I thought yesterday the Eagles definitely got outplayed, and I thought it happened on both sides of the ball. There was a series of plays on defense where they gave up. Quinn Young gave up a touchdown. Reed Blankenship and Jahad Campbell were in coverage and gave up a touchdown to Joe Flacco. The Browns ran like a hook and ladder trick play that completely caught the Eagles off guard, scored a touchdown on that. And that was on the defensive side of the field. And on the offensive side of the field, they had the ball, I think, four times and got no passing touchdowns out of it. I'm not even 100% sure they got in the end zone. It was, I thought, not a good practice. And what was disappointing to me about it was they didn't really play that great on day one. I still thought they played better than the Browns just because the defense was so good. And I would have liked to see them come out after, you know, what I thought was a poor performance on day one. And I think to a certain degree, Nick Sirianni agreed, saying there were too many negative plays on offense. I would have liked to see them come out on that day two and play better, and I don't think that was the case.
We'll get into specifics, Jalen Hurts, all that stuff, but to that big picture point, because we've been asking as our Twitter poll question, it's a question that we've debated throughout the show, and I know you and I debate this, obviously, but for the WIP audience, you know I don't take training camp too seriously. I don't take the results of training camp too seriously. It's the same thing with spring training. You think it's far more important. Tell the audience why they should take this seriously.
Because I think if they saw Quinyon Mitchell get beat for a touchdown, the Browns run a hook and ladder play against them successfully, and then a touchdown be given up in the front corner of the end zone in double coverage, I think they would also be concerned. If they were out
really,
there.
Really, though, in a non-meaningful game? Because yeah, I don't care what I see with my eyes. It's training camp.
No, but it is training, but it's important. Like, they do it for a reason. They're not out there for fun. They don't put together these joint practices for fun, right? Like, everybody was super excited last year when I thought Jalen was having a great camp. And when there's great days in practice, like, people don't push back then, right? So it's just the Eagles didn't have a good 2 days of practice. Does that mean they're going to be bad this season? No, it doesn't mean that. But what it does mean is that I think some of the holes on the roster are showing up to a certain degree. Like the second cornerback spot, who we would all agree is a concern. Like, I'm seeing in practice that it's a concern. So I think these practices are absolutely indicative a lot of times of what the season will be like. We're seeing that, I should say, I've seen it over the years. When quarterbacks have great camps, they often have great seasons. And I don't think they're having a great camp right now. So I'm not like saying they're going to miss the playoffs, but I don't think it's been an impressive camp overall.
Yeah, and I get it. I just think coming off the Super Bowl, I understand it. I didn't expect him.
To me, though, I would say, like, I get what you're saying. But that is one of the biggest tests they're going to have to face this year. One of the biggest tests they're facing that nobody else is facing is the challenge of getting up for coming back off of winning a Super Bowl, right? Like, that challenge of every day showing up and being like, just because we won the Super Bowl last year doesn't mean anything for this year. And I've heard them say that a lot. Like, every press conference for the first week or so of training camp was, 2024 is over. It doesn't count. That's history. We're here to compete today. Today's about winning today. We like to compete. Look how competitive our players are. So I can't get down with like them saying all that. And then when this happens, it's like, well, it's just the Browns, right? So I like, if you think they didn't get up for it, to me, that's concerning.
Yeah, it's not to me, and I get it. I get what your point is. It just doesn't – again, you're playing without A.J. Brown, without Landon Dickerson, without, you know, Lane Johnson. Like, there's just – I just can't get too worked up over it, but I understand that you do. I get it. We just have a fundamental disagreement on what this means. And, look, we'll see if it what it portends in the season, yeah. But I'm just not concerned about the training camp performances in the same way.
Elliot, I know you and I, so we've both been down there, and you, I don't, you know, track the stats as closely as you do, but you had a really interesting stat. I don't know what the updated number is, but as of last week, the Eagles' first team reps under Vic Fangio, like since Fangio had come in starting last season, had gone up like almost 100 compared to this time in previous training camps. And yeah. I think like, I know that a complaint, especially with guys, like we know how John Ritchie feels. I feel like Ike Reese is also in a similar boat. You know, guys who went to training camp had 2 days down in Lehigh where they didn't think that they were necessarily practicing hard enough. I feel that we can safely say this season they're certainly practicing hard. I mean, we heard Jordan Mailata even say yesterday that, like, oh, it's at this point in training camp, everyone's pretty much banged up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do you think that plays a role in them hosting the Browns for these joint practices and maybe not playing well? Can you kind of take it with a grain of salt, given how hard they're practicing in years compared to years past?
So I definitely agree that they are practicing longer and doing more team reps than they were prior to Vic Fangio getting here. Yeah. And, you know, while Vic is obviously, I think, a big part of that, he is very vocal at the podium about, you know, why, like, wanting to practice more. I think Nick is also a wants-to-practice-more guy. Like, I don't think Nick's having, like, his arm twisted to, like, be out there longer, right? So I think that in general, like, the coaching staff wants to practice football more. Nick said something earlier this year to the extent of, you know, you don't get better at football by thinking about it. You get better at it by playing it. So I think it's a whole coaching staff thing. Now, as to, like, if that's an excuse to maybe not have played their best football over the last 2 days, I don't really think it is. Like, the Browns didn't just start training camp last week. You know, like, I don't cover the Browns. I can't speak to how long their practices are. But they've also been in training camp. I think that if there is a reason, if there is something you want to look to like, well, maybe why were they not the best over the last 2 days, I think it probably would be the lack of AJ, of Lane, of Landon. Like, that would be the reason. But the Eagles are supposed to have the best roster in the NFL, and, you know, the Browns don't. So I still think, and I'm sure the players would honestly agree with this, as would the coaches, like, they probably wanted a better performance over the last 2 days.
I agree with you. I think surely they did. Again, I think where we diverge is, like, I don't have a problem with the Eagles not being as fired up to play the Browns as the Browns coming in to face the Super Bowl champs. Like, that was the Browns Super Bowl. Like, that was probably the high point of their season. They're going to win four games, you know? So, like, I just can't get to, but, you know, one of my core beliefs in football, more than any other sport, if the dude in front of you wants it more than you, you might lose to him, no matter how much better you are athletically, physically. Like, that guy can still beat you because he wants it more in that sport. And, like, I would just, of course, and I know you're saying you want them to want it more. Like, they're human beings. Like, they played in the Super, the last competitive thing they did was the freaking Super Bowl. And then they got these Browns guys coming in, like, wanting to show themselves. Like, I just don't have a problem with them not matching the Browns. I know you do. I don't. If it's a stadium full of people, I have a problem with it. Like, when it's that type of situation, like, I just can't get as worked up, personally.
Right, I understand the human emotion of that, for sure. Like,
especially because they just won the Super Bowl. Like, if we're coming off 2023 and there's a collapse and a disaster, I get that. But, like, they just won the Super Bowl. Like, they have the benefit of the doubt for me in this specific situation when they've yet to play a game that matters.
Right, but the issue for me is, like, so if we agree, right, to a certain extent that into what you think, right, they didn't show up because it's the Browns, they just won the Super Bowl, like, if that's why we think they didn't play well.
And injuries, and there aren't everyone out there.
Right,
the point is that Browns, I think, took the joint practice more seriously and more intensely than the Eagles probably did.
Right, but the issue is they're going to be humans during the regular season too. You know, so like that's the
right, and they'll have a stadium full of people with automatic juice, and you're on television in front of the world. Like, that is juice. That is something.
But if that's what's motivating you, then to me that's the problem, right?
No, but I think that's what else motivates you as an NFL player? These guys don't. But these guys don't play for practice. They hate training camp. We've talked about this. I mean, every time training camp's around, every former player's like, "Thank God I don't have to do that." Like, this is their our least favorite part of the season by far.
But that, and this to me is that is not what we were saying prior to these practices.
But like, I've been saying it always. You know, I've always said that. Like, this is very consistent with this. Like, I don't care how they look in training camp. I never have, and I probably never will.
Right, but that to me is different than excusing them maybe not being up for a practice because they just won the Super Bowl. Because the whole, like, you can say you don't care if they played well or not, like, on any given day in training camp, but to say it's okay to show up to a practice, and again, I'm not even saying this is what they did, but let's just say you're correct, right? But, like, the whole challenge this year is going to be getting up over the fact that you won the Super Bowl
for
last
games.
Year. Like,
yeah.
every single game is going to be, to your point, the other team's biggest game of the year, right? Like, whenever the Eagles are on the field, that other team has the biggest test they're going to face all year. So the Eagles have to get used to other teams showing up and wanting to play harder than them, and knowing that the only way they're going to win, frankly, is if they play harder than the Eagles.
But again,
right?
You were talking about a game that matters, that counts on the record. Like, I just can't. It doesn't count. It doesn't matter. Like, there's no. I know you have a joint practice record, and I, you know, 10-3,
right, and they're 10-3. Right.
They don't care about that. I'm sorry to tell you that, Elliot. Like,
no,
they
but
don't
that's
care
that's
about their joint
thing.
Practice
if
record.
If they don't, but that to me, A, I don't think that's true. But also, too, like. Their whole thing for 2 weeks prior to camp to these practices was, look how competitive we are. Every day is a competition. They keep score at practice. At the open score at the link, there was a scoreboard up there, right? Offense versus defense. Their entire thing is being competitive. So you can't tell me that's what they're saying for weeks. I mean, Devin's at those press conferences too, like again and again, day after day, it's competitive, competitive, competitive. And then they don't play well against the Browns, and now it's like, and they're not saying this, but like now it's, oh, well, you know, it doesn't really matter. Like, I just think there's an inconsistency there.
Well, but again.
That is a good point.
No,
they
I get your point, but I've never, like, again, you're me personally, I didn't say any of that, and I don't care about any of that.
No,
like,
agreed.
Yeah, I get your point. All right, let's get to the Jalen thing quickly. Another rough day, it seemed like, for Jalen comparatively.
So I thought Jalen was better on day two than day one. Day one, you know, he had one interception. He could have had two, probably should have had three. Like, so it was a rough day one for Jalen. The issue I thought in day two was more the Browns defensive line, mostly Myles Garrett, just like wrecked the entire practice. I mean, almost every snap, he was basically in the backfield right after the snap. I thought Jordan Mailata struggled against him. Mailata talked afterwards about what a challenge it is, and agreed. Like, blocking Myles Garrett, probably not fun for you know, an hour and 40-minute practice or whatever it was. So I think that was one of the problems. I thought Jalen did a good job keeping the ball out of harm's way, but just not a lot of, like, great throws. I would say over the 2 days, there wasn't really maybe even one throw that stands out, whereas, you know, I thought the Browns had 4, 5, 6 plays that stood out on offense. So it wasn't, like, a terrible showing on offense on day two. I just didn't think it was a special or good performance.
Defensively, it seems like day one was a strong performance in the defense. Yesterday, they really struggled, it seemed.
Yeah, then it was more towards the end of practice, honestly. Like, the beginning of practice, it was kind of a continuation of day one. Probably not as good, but it wasn't bad. It was really the last team session where they kind of fell apart, where Quinion got beat, where Njoku had that touchdown, and then they ran that trick play for the other touchdown. So, you know, I think on the defensive side of the ball, like, for me, we all expect Quinion to be great this year, and I think that's a fair assumption. Like, he was absolutely outstanding last year, one of the best rookie seasons, maybe the best rookie season we've ever seen from an Eagles player. But when he makes a mistake, which, again, they're people, they're human, like, their mistakes are going to happen, it just highlights how critical it is for them that he is almost mistake-free this year. Because if you're going to count on him to be your number one corner, to travel with the number one guy, like, that's a tall order, and it's not fair to expect him to be perfect. So, like, when Keeley is struggling, when Adoree is struggling, and then also Quinion understandably makes a mistake, like, that's when things really start to crumble.
Yeah, the margin for error is going to be an interesting thing to see how this all pans out, really, on both sides of the ball. All right, Elliot, final thing before we let you go. Preseason game tomorrow, 1 o'clock on WIP, Devin Caney on the call with Marilyn Mike. What do we expect from this? Obviously, with the joint practice, I'm assuming we will see even less action from anyone who has a chance to make the roster. But the preseason game tomorrow, is there anything you're looking for? And then what's next? Do they have any more joint stuff? Is there anything else other than one more preseason game down the road? Are there any other, like, benchmarks left in this training camp, you know, preseason process?
Yeah, so no more joint practices. So they'll end the preseason at 1-1 in joint practices. But they have obviously the preseason game tomorrow, as you said. For me, the main thing to look at, I think the quarterback three competition is more of a competition than I initially expected. I think Dorian Thompson-Robinson has been really good in camp. I think Kyle McCord looks like a rookie, right? I mean, Dorian's been in the league for 2 years. Granted, it was with the Browns. But, you know, Kyle McCord, I think, has had probably a rough start to camp. So I think they will keep Kyle McCord. But in a game where we're going to see mostly backups, I would encourage Eagles fans to really watch the two quarterbacks because I think there is maybe a decision to be made there by the Eagles. And then after that, I believe they'll be back on the practice field Monday for a set of three practices before their final preseason game. And then, I mean, they could start making cuts because, remember, they opened the season on a Thursday.
Yeah, so, that's a good point.
So they'll be back to work a little earlier than most teams. So we're wrapping it up. Sad for me because I love training camp.
Your favorite time of year?
The one person.
James, this is good news. Yeah.
Yes, yes. For me, we're getting to the stuff that I love, the actual games.
Yeah,
Elliot,
you know, games,
you know, a little different.
Actually matter.
Yes, yes.
Hey,
yes.
If you treat them all the same, that's the way to be competitive. And be
good. Hey, buddy. Thanks, man. We appreciate it.
No problem.
All right. Check him out at the Go Birds Pod. Or, I don't know, on every show on this station at all times. 215-592-9494. We're going back to the phones. Let's talk to our buddy Rick in Easton. What up, Ricky?
I apologize. I was
Rick, I'll never forgive you for it. I clearly will never put you on the air again.
And aren't you glad I wasn't snoring?
No, it was all good, brother. What's on your mind?
Anyway, so real quick, Some Like It Hot, one of my top 10 movies. So
it's one of the great movies ever made. I agree with you.
Yeah, nobody's perfect, right?
Oh, my God. That all-time ending. One of the great endings in the history of movies. Rick, has anyone ever played the schnook better than Jack Lemmon? The best schnook in the history of movies, whether it's Glenn Larry and Ross, whether it's Something Like It, whether it's whatever. Like, he's just so, The Apartment, like the perfect, perfect person.
The plot, everything was just, like I said, one of my top 10.
It holds up well, 1959, and it was a super entertaining watch.
I don't know how you have time to watch all these movies. Every time you know them.
It's all I do on the weekends. It's my weekend
and
night.
It's any old movie, James is like, oh, it's so funny, I just rewatched that one. I'm like, how? When?
Like, don't you have, like, yard work to do?
I don't watch TV shows. No, it's like basically from like 8 p.m. till whatever I can stay awake till Friday and Saturday nights. I only do movies. I don't do TV shows. I don't whatever. I watch by myself. Like, I watch stuff with Emily during the week. Friday night, Saturday night, Zoe goes to bed, I watch my movies. So that's how I do it.
It's unbelievable. And by the way, we now know that Ben Davis doesn't know what the Big Bang Theory is, right? So, you know, Spike used your rant a whole day yesterday for his show when you keep complaining about Hurts, especially if Herbert's ranked above him.
Well, it's because it's the dumbest thing out there. Like, it's like, oh, this,
I love,
this
I love how
loser
I love,
who's never passion. Won a playoff game was the biggest loss in the history of the playoffs, was up 33 points at halftime and lost the game and has literally never won anything in his life. Oh, but yeah, he's better than the guy who's been to 2 Super Bowls and 1 Super Bowl MVP and all that. Sure. Okay. Yeah.
I love when you
Makes
rant.
Sense.
And by the
what
way,
do we care about in sports? We care about how hard a guy throws or how good they are. Like, it's so dumb.
Yeah, I hear you. I just love it. And, you know, we have a new rock group in town. It's Ike and Spike. They're the umbilical cords, the way they...
Rick, so it's funny you said that, because Fran Rojas, producing the show on site, has been every break just firing off the name. He's a big metal, hardcore type music guy, and I'm not. And he keeps being like, saying, and I'm trying to tell if they're real or not. Apparently, they're always like, do you like Twitching Tongues? I'm like, what? Yeah, he's like, what are some of the other ones? He's like, Kill Death Switch. Poison the Well was one of them. Body Snatcher. Like, he's just throwing these bands' names at me. So it's quite funny that you're, because honestly, like, Umbilical Cord sounds like one of the bands he was just throwing at me. So that's perfect.
Devin, I agree with you. We need to bring Allen Iverson's rant back when we're talking about practice, for goodness sake.
Not the game.
Ben, yeah.
Yes.
So, Ben, real quick, buddy. I'm not overly concerned, but it's starting to be something I'm looking at. We got to get Kirkring and Strom right, and if we don't get him right, it's going to nullify the acquisition of Durant.
It might. It really might.
Right.
Yeah. And Strom, like,
right.
Can we get Strom 2 weeks off or something?
Yeah,
I mean,
really.
That guy, I think we forget that when Strom got here, he started for the team for a few months.
Yeah.
Like, he was giving him 5-6 innings here and there. Like, this guy has put so many innings on his arm the last 3 years. And he is so incredibly important for this team. He is their left-handed high-leverage reliever. Like, that's it. Done. He's the guy. It's him or Tanner freaking Banks. Or, like, you hope maybe Ranger or whatever is a starter. But, like, that's the dude you got to rely. If you have a big – like, Juan Soto in a playoff series is up in a big spot. Matt Strom's going to be the guy to face him. Like, it's an important spot, Ben. And I'm concerned – like, Strom's righted himself a bit after the middle portion of the season. But, like – I can't say that I trust Matt Strom in a big spot right now.
Yeah, it just doesn't seem like his fastball has that same finish
to
it.
Exactly.
And, you know, he's still throwing as hard, but it just doesn't have the same finish through the zone. I know that probably sounds
that
silly.
Late
but
rise. Yeah, that he, yeah like kind of just.
It's that late finish through the mitt, not to it. But, yep. No, I would agree. I think, but they also need to score more than 3 runs in 3 games.
Yeah. And Ben, both things Ben, can just, be true.
You just struck a nerve. Ben, I keep beating this drum, and I want your opinion, and I know it's important to get Schwarber up as much as possible.
Oh, Rick, I think you're right about this, buddy. No, I think you're right.
You gotta get Schwarber behind Harper, because once they pitch around Schwarber, now they can go after Harper, and he's starting to do those Castellanos. He's swinging at balls that are in the dirt. You gotta get Harper ahead of Schwarber. You gotta have Schwarber. I don't care if
Rick,
he goes
Rick,
two or three,
I, look,
or three or two.
Rick, I'm with you. I brought it up earlier. We'll get Ben's thoughts on it in a minute. Do you have a answer for us for what would have broke the internet?
Well, it would have been really tough for the internet to blow up, but I think when Benjamin Franklin discovered electricity,
I do like the Rick, great call. The idea that without that, there would be no internet with no electricity and whatnot. So I do like that. That is there's this guy in the – he's got a kite in the – oh, my God! What just happened? Yeah, that'd be pretty good.
I could turn a light on. I don't have to light a fire.
Wow.
Light the
wick. I don't have to bring a candle with me everywhere.
I just flip a switch.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. All right, coming up next, we'll get Ben's thoughts on that lineup, shakeup. Would he move Schwarber behind Harper? And I want to get Ben's thoughts on whether it's because Harper just wants it in the 3-hole. Like, is it Harper who doesn't want it in the 2-hole? That's something we've wondered, too. Ben's thoughts on that lineup thing. Your calls, Phillies, Eagles, all on the board. And again, what would have broke the internet if it had come out before social media? Best answer is going to win Adam Sandler tickets. It's the Morning Show. Don't go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.